Midterm Test, Part A.
Directions. In this part, you'll hear 10 short statements. Each will be read only once. After each statement, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Choose the one which is closest in meaning to the statement you hear.
Number one. Look, isn't that a terrific picture?
Number two. Bob dropped his French course last semester.
Number three. Susan will be very sorry to be told the news.
Number four. It was Laura's advice that we disregarded.
Number five. Tom accepted Elizabeth's invitation to the potluck dinner.
Number six. I ran into an old friend of mine at the nearby post office.
Number seven. There won't be a lecture for the students unless Professor Casey approves of it.
Number eight. It was 3 days before Frank found time to call his mother.
Number nine. There is no difference between the twin boys except their weight.
Number ten. Tom shouldn't have forgotten that yesterday was his wife's birthday.
Part B.
Directions. In this part, you'll hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversation and the question will be read only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four suggested answers, marked A, B, C, and D, and then choose the one which gives the best answer to the question you hear.
Number 11. Mr. Black is fluent in Italian, and now he's beginning to study Spanish.
He also knows a few Japanese and Chinese words.
Which language does Mr. Black speak well?
Number 12. I thought Jack was going to join us tonight.
I couldn't reach him this afternoon, but I left words with his mother that he should meet us at 4.
What did the man do that afternoon?
Number 13. I heard the fire broke out at 2 this morning.
That's right. And it took the firemen 3 hours to put it out.
When was the fire put out?
Number 14. Do I have to take the test?
Do you want to graduate?
What does the woman mean?
Number 15. I'm about worn out. I've been busy at the office and I've got a stiff neck and sore shoulders. Guess I'm getting old.
Don't be silly. You just need a good rest.
What is the man's real problem?
Number 16. Did Henry have any plan to buy a house?
Oh, that's beyond his means.
What do you know about Henry?
Number 17. Is the girl who had an operation in a serious condition?
I'm afraid she is, but we've kept the news from her mother.
What can we learn from the conversation?
Number 18. We can either take the children with us to the movies or take them to my mother's house before we go.
Well, I'll leave it to you.
Who will decide?
Number 19. Can you lend me $100 until payday?
It's out of the question.
What does the woman mean?
Number 20. Doorbell, John.
I'm trying to finish this novel.
What does the woman want the man to do?
Part C.
Directions. In this part, you'll hear a passage 3 times. When it is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. Then listen to the passage for the second time and fill in the blanks numbered 21 to 27 with the exact words you've just heard. For blanks numbered 28 to 30, fill in the missing information. You can either use the exact words you've just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, check your answers when the passage is read for the third time. First reading.
Americans have used colors to create many expressions they use every day. When they are in good health, they say that they are in the pink. Red is a hotter color than pink, so Americans use it to express heat and excitement. Blue is a cooler color. The blue music of American blacks is the opposite of red hot music. It is slow, sad, and emotional. Therefore, to be blue means to be sad. Green is natural for trees, but it is unnatural for humans. If someone is seasick, they say he looks green. The phrase green with envy often refers to a person who is angry because he does not have more money than someone else has. The color black is often used in expressions. People describe a day in which everything goes wrong as a black day. A black sheep means the member of the family or group who always seems to be in trouble. But black is not necessarily always used in a bad sense. For example, a business in the black is one with profits. The color yellow is used to describe a coward. A person who is yellow has no courage.
Second reading.
Americans have used colors to create many expressions they use every day. When they are in good health, they say that they are in the pink. Red is a hotter color than pink, so Americans use it to express heat and excitement. Blue is a cooler color. The blue music of American blacks is the opposite of red hot music. It is slow, sad, and emotional. Therefore, to be blue means to be sad. Green is natural for trees, but it is unnatural for humans. If someone is seasick, they say he looks green. The phrase green with envy often refers to a person who is angry because he does not have more money than someone else has. The color black is often used in expressions. People describe a day in which everything goes wrong as a black day. A black sheep means the member of the family or group who always seems to be in trouble. But black is not necessarily always used in a bad sense. For example, a business in the black is one with profits. The color yellow is used to describe a coward. A person who is yellow has no courage.
Final reading.
Americans have used colors to create many expressions they use every day. When they are in good health, they say that they are in the pink. Red is a hotter color than pink, so Americans use it to express heat and excitement. Blue is a cooler color. The blue music of American blacks is the opposite of red hot music. It is slow, sad, and emotional. Therefore, to be blue means to be sad. Green is natural for trees, but it is unnatural for humans. If someone is seasick, they say he looks green. The phrase green with envy often refers to a person who is angry because he does not have more money than someone else has. The color black is often used in expressions. people describe a day in which everything goes wrong as a black day. A black sheep means the member of the family or group who always seems to be in trouble. But black is not necessarily always used in a bad sense. For example, a business in the black is one with profits. The color yellow is used to describe a coward. A person who is yellow has no courage. Part D.
Directions. In this part, you'll hear three short passages. Each will be read just once. Listen carefully and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Passage 1.
Ellie is 22 and is studying to be an architect. She will graduate soon and has already sent out several applications for jobs in various parts of the country. Two architectural firms have offered her jobs. The first offer she received was from a large and busy firm in New York City. It promised an excellent salary for a beginner and good benefits. The company has a reputation for treating its employees well. People tend to work there for a long time. Ellie wouldn't mind the move to another city, but she is concerned that her work there would not be very interesting. The firm has designed the same kinds of big buildings for many years and is not known for its originality. Furthermore, the young architects they hire usually must spend several years working on details of other architects' plans. Only after many years do they get to design their own buildings. Ellie's other job offer comes from a group of friends of hers who have recently graduated from architectural schools and have set up their own small office near her home. Ellie admires the quality of the work her friends have done. They are open to experiments in architectural design. Whenever possible, they do work that will benefit people. The first job they did was to design a low-income housing project that would use solar energy. Since the firm is small, everyone participates in contributing new ideas. This new firm, however, has not been able to make much money so far. Ellie would have a very small starting salary, just enough to live on. If the firm is not successful, she would lose her job after a few months.
Questions 31 to 33 are based on the passage you've just heard. Question number 31. What is true about Ellie? Question number 32. Which of the following is not mentioned about the large firm in the passage? Question number 33. Which of the following is mentioned as an advantage of Ellie's other job offer?
Passage 2.
When John and Victoria Falls arrived in New York City for 1 year stay, they did not bring very many things with them. They had planned either to live in a furnished apartment or to buy used furniture. But they soon learned about a new system that more and more people are using, the renting of home furnishings. Beds, tables, dishes, and so on has become one of America's fastest growing businesses. What kinds of people rent their home furnishings instead of buying them? People who are in international business or government officials, foreign students, airline workers, young married couples, people whose job or business may force them to move frequently from one city to another. They are saved a lot of trouble and the cost of moving their furniture each time. They simply rent new furniture when they reach their new homes. Young people with little money do not want to buy cheap furniture that they may soon dislike. They prefer to wait until they have enough money to buy furniture they really like. Meanwhile, they find they can rent better quality furniture than they could afford to buy. One family, who now have a large, beautiful home of their own, like their rented furniture so much that they decided to keep renting it instead of buying new things. But usually, people don't like to tell others about it. The idea of renting home furnishings is still quite new, and they are not sure what their neighbors might think.
Questions 34 to 37 are based on the passage you've just heard. Question number 34. Which of the following has become one of America's fastest growing businesses? Question number 35. Why do some people prefer to rent furniture? Question number 36. What can we infer from the passage? Question number 37. Which of the following can best serve as the title of the passage? Passage 3.
Before the 1950s, blue jeans were popular only in the West and Southwest. Today, almost everyone wears them. Americans buy 500 million pairs of jeans a year. That's more than 2 pairs per person. Blue jeans are also popular in Europe, Latin America, and the Far East. Foreign sales total about 2,000 million pairs each year. Levi Strauss, a German immigrant, was the inventor. He left Germany in 1848 and came to New York City to be near his 2 brothers. For 2 years, he was a door-to-door salesman. He worked hard, but he didn't make enough money. So, like many other Easterners, he decided to go to San Francisco, where he hoped to find gold and strike rich. When Levi went west, he took some canvas, a kind of very strong cloth, with him. He wanted to sell it to the miners for making tents. His canvas was the wrong kind for tents, but Levi found another use for it. A miner told Levi that he needed a good strong pair of pants because digging for gold was hard work. When Levi heard that, he measured the miner with a piece of string and made him a pair of canvas pants. This news spread quickly. Very soon, Levi sold a lot of pants, but he ran out of canvas. He wrote to his brothers in New York and told them to send more. Instead, they sent him some heavy cotton cloth called denim. Much of this kind of cloth came from Genoa, the French name for the city Genoa, Italy. Levi changed the spelling of Genoa to jeans. He also dyed it blue and then called his new pants blue jeans. Today, more than 130 years after Levi Strauss invented them, blue jeans are still popular in the world.
Questions 38 to 40 are based on the passage you've just heard. Question number 38. Why did Levi Strauss go west? Question number 39. What did Levi Strauss take with him to San Francisco? Question number 40. What is the passage mainly about?
This is the end of the midterm test.